It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start as low as $35 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
Pollux and Truex honored in Vegas for giving back.
I try really hard not to cry, but yeah. It's been a crazy, crazy year for both of us, personally and professionally, with my cancer.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
For many businesses, hiring is tough. You want access to highly qualified candidates fast. And you don't want to sign a long-term contract or pay upfront fees. That's why you need Indeed.com, delivering six times more hires than any other job site, according to independent research. Indeed is offering new users a $50 credit to give their first job post premium visibility as a sponsored job. Redeem this offer at Indeed.com/credit. That's Indeed.com/credit. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Duralast batteries are proven tough in the most extreme conditions. They're tested to start in 140-degree heat or temperatures of 40 below. Yep, they're that tough. So if they can do that, they can definitely perform for your nephew's soccer game, work through a scattered thunderstorm, or be dependable on Sunday afternoon trips to the grocery store. Because no matter what the weather's like, it's nice to know that you've got a proven tough Duralast battery under the hood. Duralast. Proven tough. And sold only at AutoZone. Let's get you what you need.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
2017 Cup champ Martin Truex Jr. and longtime girlfriend Sherry Pollux were honored with the annual Myers Brothers Award today during Champions Week in Las Vegas, primarily for their charitable work on childhood and ovarian cancer, while Pollux continued her own battle with cancer. An emotional Truex said support from those around them helped.
Definitely lucky to be able to give our time to great causes, and I'm so proud of her for her fight and her battle and what she's been able to pull through and to get through, and at the same time still willing to help others and give her time, and just really, really proud of this. So thank you all very, very much.
Details are at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
All right, hour number three here, ready for you. 6:05, the Todd Bromelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn and our producer Kyle Mann, taking you up to UNI basketball on our FM frequencies tonight, 107.5 and 106.3. The Panthers will face UNLV, undefeated 6-0 UNLV out of the Mountain West at the McLeod Center tonight. Gary Rima on the call. We had Gary with us in the 5 o'clock hour. If you missed that podcast, available shortly, kgymradio.com. Don't forget, still on the line tonight, at some point in the next 55 minutes, tickets to see Foreigner at the U.S. Cellular Center in downtown Cedar Rapids. That concert includes an evening with the Dave Eggers Orchestra. Tickets on sale this Friday at 10 a.m., so this is a win-them-before-you-can-buy-them situation. Also, bottom of the hour, 6 o'clock showdown, tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders in an upcoming game at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. 319-366-1600. Joining us now, a man who turned down the Tennessee Volunteers earlier today. He will not be their next head coach. It's Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com. And Tristan, if you'll allow me an indulgence here, I would like to begin our segment by asking you a fantasy baseball question. May I?
You may.
What is ESPN going to do with Shohei Ohtani if he comes stateside and is a two-way player? How will they handle that? Because normally you are either a pitcher or a position player and you don't get statistics on the other side.
And I wish I knew the genuine answer to that. It's being asked a lot, and I know it's going to be something in discussion. I don't quite know yet. But generally, when we've had players like this, we've only used them on one side. This is a unique situation. It's not quite like Brooks Kieschnick, who is one of the examples I can recall from the past, Micah Owings was another one. This one's going to matter. I wouldn't be surprised if we find a way to get both sides in there, but I don't know. It's programming. Programming's a little over my head, unfortunately.
The immortal Brooks Kieschnick, former Chicago Cub. 319-366-1600 and Texas Longhorn, just in case BJ and Marion is out there listening. Let's go ahead and start with the question that we had earlier today. I think it was 22-19. What do you do with Kareem Hunt at this point, Tristan? Can you still trust him?
I feel like the role and the workload is going to justify him being in most fantasy lineups going forward, but you can hear this hesitation coming from me a mile away, I'm sure. Terrible matchup this week, and he was awful last week facing one of the best. As a matter of fact, my estimation, it was the best one in the matchups map that I did last week. So he put up a terrible, terrible performance, and now he faces a Jets defense that's actually been playing pretty well against the run lately. I ranked him as an RB2 just because he's getting enough work to be in that group, but I'm not happy about this. I don't think that looking at his final 5 weeks that there's going to be that big September-like game coming forth. I think that if the best chance of it is that in week 16 in your championship, if you can get there, it gives you good numbers against Miami. Other than that, I wouldn't get my hopes up.
69-36 on the Hurtin and Stocker text line, looking for a flex play in a PPR league. He's got Cooper Kupp, Juju Smith-Schuster, or Devontae Freeman.
It's actually kind of close between Kupp and Freeman. Freeman is very likely playing here. He cleared the concussion protocol, so I do think he's going to get a decent amount of work. But after those injuries and the risk of a setback here, and the other thing, too, it's not a great matchup necessarily against the Vikings. I kind of lean in any league that rewards for the catches. Half PPR, full PPR, I'm leaning to Kupp. It's kind of a toss-up if you don't at all.
Tristan, 1048 needs a flex in a PPR league. Adrian Peterson, Danny Woodhead, Marquise Lee, or Rex Burkhead?
Kind of close between Peterson and Burkhead. I'd go with Peterson. That's another case of going with just the workload there. I think he is going to get you a good 15-plus touches, and that's probably going to drive it here.
Tristan Cockcroft, VSPN.com, joining us. You can ask him your fantasy question. 319-366-1600. His appearance every week sponsored by Imon Communications. On the subject of Rex Burkhead or Dion Lewis this week?
That's a great question, because you could make the case for both of these guys. They get the Buffalo matchup, and I'll point out that even though Kareem Hunt and the rest of the Chiefs running backs had terrible numbers against the Bills, even if you include that game over the past month, they're still by far the worst defense against opposing running backs. So absolutely use both. But Dion Lewis is getting noticeably more touches and more carries, and that's the one I'm going to go with here. I'd say he's a high-end RB2. I say Burkhead belongs in the high-end flex range.
97-82, Ben Roethlisberger or Derek Carr this week?
Kind of like both of them here. Roethlisberger's road game worries me a little bit, but the reason I'm going to give him the slight edge in this case is just that Giants matchup looks very good, especially with Janoris Jenkins now on IR out for the year. But I don't know that the Raiders are going to have to throw all that much. So just simply from the prospect of volume, I think Roethlisberger is going to give you a little bit more here. I'm actually all in on Marshawn Lynch if I'm talking Raiders offensive players.
Tristan, Zay Jones has been a guy whose targets have been up, reached 10 last week. Is he poised for a breakout game because of that?
I think he could be. I could make the case that he might have already had what I'd call this year's breakthrough for him. I think if he's going to have one of those major ones, the 25-pointers, the ones where he's among the leaders of the week, I think that's more likely to going to come next season. That said, he does have what's a simply amazing schedule over the next 5 weeks. So it is conceivable it could happen here. In other words, he should be owned everywhere, and I'll make the case for him as a starter, as a wide receiver three. New England, Indy, Miami, New England, and Miami again. So the New England defense has been playing a little bit better of late, and the cornerbacks are a little bit tough. But if you take those five matchups together, Zay Jones could be a very sneaky contributor to a lot of championships.
So Zay Jones should be owned in every league. Let's get back to Rex Burkhead. Should he be owned in every league?
I'm not quite there with him because I still think it's Dion Lewis's backfield, and you just never know when you're talking about the secondary players in New England. But I think right now the majority of leagues he is going to be rostered. If it was me, I would be trying to get him onto my roster any way I could.
John wants to know your thoughts on Josh Gordon. It sounds like the Browns are planning on playing him this week.
They will. I don't know to what extent they will. Remember, it's a lot of time missed. I believe it's just about 3 calendar years of action here we're talking about now. So I do think he's going to be on some sort of a snap count. That said, players even on snap counts can actually maximize their fantasy potential, because what they'll do is they'll throw him out there running routes, getting targets, and it's as if you never noticed that they were just a part-time player for that week. So I did rank him. He is roughly my 40th wide receiver for the week, so in a deeper league could make the case for either a wide receiver 3 or a flex. I think that's his kind of value. But I'm still a little bit more warm on Corey Coleman for this week. I think Gordon's true value is in the final 3 weeks of this season.
Jimmy Garoppolo be making his first start against the Chicago Bears. What are your thoughts?
Like the move, hate the matchup. I would not play him under any circumstances against the Bears. They've been playing great against the pass. The cornerback play this year has been tremendous. And the Niners just don't really have great wide receivers to counter those matchups. So I think Garoppolo is going to be in for a little bit of a rough one here. He did show in those 2 games with the Patriots that he can rise above the tough matchups, but he had better personnel. So this is kind of a dynasty stash still more than anything. In redraft, I don't think there's much value.
Let's go back to 9140 on the text line. Zay Jones, McKinnon, Coleman, or Schuster? I'm going to assume he needs one of those four.
And I'd lean McKinnon here. I know that lately Latavius Murray is getting a little bit more work than him, and he's put up some more, actually a decent amount more fantasy production. The work is actually pretty close between the two. But I think McKinnon going against Atlanta, keep this in mind, Atlanta's defense has struggled at times against the pass-catching running back. So I do think he gets a little bit of a matchups advantage in this game, gives you a little bit more upside.
Is this Kenyon Drake's week?
If there's ever going to be a week, yeah, because the Dolphins don't have an alternative in Damian Williams to steal any of his carries. If you watch Drake play, he actually does have some pretty explosive ability here, and now I think he's going to get the total touches in this game to make his best use of it. In this case, it's a Denver matchup that's not the best one, but they have been a little bit up and down in terms of the rush defense. I think Drake's going to be probably a high-end flex for you.
319-366-1600 if you've got a question for Tristan Cockcroft, the ESPN.com Fantasy Hall of Famer, joining us for just a few more minutes. Tristan, are Green Bay wide receivers back on the way, back on the radar after Brett Hundley had a decent game last week?
I think one of them is, and that one is not Jordy Nelson. It's Devontae Adams, who looks like he's got some pretty legitimate chemistry with Brett Hundley. And the funny thing about this is that I've talked a lot about Rodgers and Nelson's chemistry. Well, now it's kind of like Hundley's and Adams' chemistry. So if I'm going to go in one direction, that's where I'm going. And Adams does face a very favorable matchup this week. The perimeter wide receivers going up against Tampa Bay do get a very distinct advantage. So Adams benefits in that regard. Even the slot receiver, Randall Cobb, you can make a case here. But I would toss a coin between Cobb and Nelson. I think they're guys who probably belong in the 35 to 40 range at that position. And a lot of that's the matchup talking.
Tristan, 6185 is in a PPR league, needs a wide receiver 3, assuming all are healthy. Rashard Matthews, Emmanuel Sanders, or Corey Coleman?
That's going to come down to Sanders versus Coleman. And I'm going to go Sanders here primarily because, while I said I prefer Coleman to Josh Gordon, I do think there's a little bit of a lack of clarity between those two. The other problem is Chargers still a little bit tough at the cornerback position, so the matchups aren't outstanding, and they have a quarterback in DeShone Kizer who does seem to play to his matchups. I think Sanders gives you a little bit more upside here going against that bad Miami defense.
Anthony and Marion's getting tired of Dak Prescott. He's wondering whether he should stick it out with him or whether there's a quarterback on the waiver wire he could turn to.
I feel like Ezekiel Elliott's absence is adversely affecting him. So I think the discussion of cutting him if there's a viable alternative is on the table. Terrible matchup this week against Washington. That's not a good one for him. And by the way, I'll point out that when Ezekiel Elliott comes back, they've got Seattle and then they've got Philly on the road. So that's not a good situation for him the final 5 weeks. Who might be out there, though? I saw Tyrod Taylor dropped in a lot of leagues. Very much on board with that. Case Keenum is out there. Matchup's guy, but if you can play them week to week, I think there might be a little bit of value there for you. The same goes for guys like McCown, Helmley, we mentioned a minute ago. And the other one who was dropped in a league of mine recently, and he's coming back Sunday, is Jameis Winston.
Tristan, what is your outlook on Martavis Bryant now with Juju Smith-Schuster returning?
I think we're going to go back to a little bit of division between the two. Bryant had a pretty decent game this past week, did capitalize on a matchup he needed to, and I think that's going to benefit him here. It could be kind of an even split between the targets and the routes run between the two of them, and unfortunately that's going to make it tough for fantasy owners to speculate here. I personally think Bryant's ceiling is higher. Maybe he builds off of this. I think he should absolutely be added in all leagues, but I would rank the two of them in that same 35 to 40 range.
27.56 needs to start. Start three, two running backs and a flex. Jordan Howard, Hunt, Mark Ingram, and Alvin Kamara. Kamara's a must start right now, isn't he?
Kamara is, and Ingram is as well, even though I'm not wild about a Carolina matchup. Ingram is too good a player to worry about the matchups here. And yeah, I know that's weird to start two guys from the same backfield, but I'll point out, these guys, they had that, I believe the stat I threw out there was it was three straight weeks of 20-plus PPR fantasy points, which is the first time that's been done in 36 years. So you can legitimately squeeze enough value out of the two of them, and Drew Brees is the one who's kind of suffering fantasy-wise. The third guy here, it's very close between Howard and Hunt, and I'm going to go strictly to the matchups. Howard is the one who faces the easier defense to beat, and that's the 49ers one. It's a pretty wide disparity between the Niners and the Jets, so Chicago's running back.
All right, Don needs a quarterback between, he's being serious here, Trevor Siemian, Savage, Geno Smith, or Blaine Gabbert this week.
Wow, that is definitely scraping the bottom of the barrel.
It could be a three quarterback league
in Denver, so that's out. Blaine Gabbert, I know it seems laughable, but you know what? He's actually put up some passable numbers facing pretty good matchups. That was not a disastrous game against a great Jaguars defense, and the one before at Houston, a very favorable matchup for quarterbacks. He did put up some good volume in that game, so I do wonder whether there's that potential. He's got a Tennessee game coming up. He's got the Giants in Week 16. Maybe you can squeeze a little bit out of him between this week and then those Weeks 14 and 16.
Don wants everybody to know that he is definitely playing in a two-quarterback league, so no need to.
That's a good thing there. So, yeah, I understand. My league's like that, too.
Tristan, anybody stand out to you that could pop onto the radar that maybe is out there on the free agent wire? A guy that, if you're just going to throw a dart this week, who'd you be aiming for?
Get my little proverbial coin here between two running backs. The one I'm going to lean to is, I've said his name before, and I do think there's something there. It's Rod Smith of the Cowboys. The one guy in that offense right now, I mean, granted, besides Dez Bryant here, but Dez Bryant's matchup isn't great this week, who does excite me on a per-play basis. I think there's something special to Rod Smith, and I saw a little bit of a hint of it in this past game against the Chargers. I'd love to see them give him 12-plus touches in this game and see what he could do against Washington.
Tristan, what do you make of Robbie Anderson's late-season production?
A lot of it is volume, I think. Some of it is definitely performance there. He's capitalized on a couple of good matchups as well. I think that he's earned our trust as, frankly, kind of a matchups-dependent wide receiver 2 or 3. I did rank him in the wide receiver 2 bracket. As a matter of fact, I think I had him at top 15. He's pretty close to it. Yeah, I had him 14th for this week, so I like him a lot. Casey's a very, very favorable matchup for him. And the rest of the year, he's got Denver and New Orleans for the next two, and then the Chargers. It's a little bit tricky after this week.
Last question for you tonight, Tristan. 79-55, which I think was the final score of the Iowa-Virginia Tech game last night in the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Deion Lewis or Lamar Miller PPR League?
That's pretty close. The PPR brings me back to Lamar Miller, and I have these guys right next to each other. And the one I have first, I have Deion Lewis first. That's how much I like that matchup. I can make the case for either guy if you have a personal strong leaning here, but for me, I'm going matchup. I'm going Deion Lewis's roughly 15 touches. It looks like he's going to get that.
All right, Week 13 rankings, everything available for you if you missed out with Tristan right here, ESPN.com. We appreciate it as always, Tristan, and I'll be interested to see what happens with that Ohtani decision as far as how they'll treat him moving forward in fantasy baseball, because it sounds like he wants to do both, pitching and fielding, and as you said, usually it's one or the other in fantasy baseball.
It's a fascinating story, though, and it'll be a lot of discussion.
All right, Tristan, we appreciate it. We'll touch base in Week 14 next Wednesday.
Great, thank you. Good luck this week.
Tristan's, you too, Tristan's weekly appearance sponsored by Imon Communications for all your fantasy needs. Sorry if we did not get to some of your questions, but they all come in wham, bam, 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 and it's hard to keep up, especially with the way that the text line is organized. So lots of questions about the Patriots backfield. Look, I've got Deion Lewis in a couple leagues and Rex Burkhead in one league. It's just the Patriots backfield is always tough to figure out, especially at the beginning of the year. I owned one Patriots running back, and it was Mike Gillisley. And now he's on the waiver wire. I got rid of him several weeks ago. What do you do with Devontae Freeman? He's out of the concussion protocol, but I'd hang on to Tevin Coleman as a backup there just in case something were to happen to Freeman. And then D.D. Westbrook was a name that got asked about. We didn't throw that to Tristan, but the Jacksonville Jaguars receiver getting a little bit more usage, but I don't think he's anybody to go overboard about. So again, apologies if we did not get to your question. How about we make it up to you? I'm going to give you a chance to win tickets to see Foreigner, A Night with Foreigner, and the Dave Eger Orchestra at the U.S. Cellular Center. This concert is coming up in March. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. If you're caller number 6 to 319-366-1600, caller number 6, you're going to take home our Foreigner tickets tonight. And don't forget, if you don't win now, you got a chance to win with us coming up in a few minutes because the 6 o'clock showdown is right around the corner. 623, step aside, take more of the phone calls. We'll find our winner back with more after this.
Looking for a career that you can actually be excited about? Look no further than CCC Information Services. CCC is now hiring remote customer service positions in the Cedar Rapids area. This position processes inbound calls and enters vehicle data for potential total loss insurance claims. The best part? You work from the comfort of your own home, not a call center. No commuting and no cost filling the gas tank. Great candidates will have 2 to 3 years of customer service experience, excellent verbal and written communication skills, and the ability to travel to Sioux Falls for paid training. CCC Information Services is a stable, growing employer, and they're eager to meet talented individuals with excellent customer service skills and a positive attitude. CCC offers competitive benefits, great bonuses, and career advancement opportunities. Starting pay is between $13 and $14 per hour. For full details and to apply online, go to cccis.com. CCC Information Services is an equal opportunity employer. Go to cccis.com right now.
Foreigner with the Dave Eger Orchestra. March 29th, U.S. Cellular Center, Foreigner.
You're as cold as ice.
Performing together with an orchestra, a sophisticated spin on classic Foreigner. Reserve seats are on sale Friday, December 1st at 10 a.m. online at uscellularcenter.com. Tickets and exclusive VIP packages are available at foreigneronline.com.
Doug McAllister and the folks at Pinnacle Realty know how important the concept of home is at this time of the year. So throw another log on the fire and enjoy all the great moments that being home for the holidays provides. Doug McAllister at Pinnacle Realty has helped hundreds of people just like you sell or buy a home in the Cedar Rapids area. For Doug and the crew at Pinnacle Realty, it's all about home. Happy holidays and happy homes from Doug McAllister and Pinnacle Realty at soldincr.com.
626, welcome back in the final 35 minutes of the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, our producer Kyle Mann, who's joined us in the studio. No curveballs this time with Kyle, I promise. So get ready to hit the button. It's time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The All-Big Ten offense was released today, and several Hawkeyes were recognized, beginning with offensive lineman Sean Welsh, who was selected to the first team by the media and second team by the coaches, while Akram Wadley and Noah Fant were both selected to the third team by both. James Daniels and Nate Stanley each received honorable mention. Iowa basketball got back to struggling last night in a loss to Virginia Tech. The game was tied at 38 at halftime, but the Hawkeyes shot a dismal 18% in the second half, requiring over 15 minutes to score just 10 points and allowing the Hokies to go on a 34-10 run in the meantime. Iowa went on to lose 79-55 to make 3 losses in its last 4 games leading into Big Ten play beginning this weekend. The Iowa women, however, are a perfect 7-0 to begin their season and have their first big test tonight at home against number 13 Florida State as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Megan Gustafson has recorded a double-double in every game this season and will try to continue that tonight. That'll start at 7 o'clock and you can actually watch it on the Big Ten Network. The UNI men are also going to have a big test tonight, hosting 6-0 UNLV. That game is set to start right at 7 o'clock, and we'll have it for you on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And this news just came across since we started the show today. Iowa City high grad, former Hawkeye, and now former Bronco, A.J. Derby, was claimed off of waivers this afternoon by the Miami Dolphins.
Lars Anderson, who is a senior writer at Bleacher Report, and a journalism professor at Alabama, is reporting that Nebraska will announce Scott Frost as the next head coach of the Huskers on Saturday. Other media outlets are picking that up and running with that report as well. So the world's worst kept secret is close to being official, and I don't want to let the cat out of the bag here, but we're picking the Memphis Central Florida game, the AAC championship game, on the Carl and Ernie's Pick 6 this Friday. Memphis, Alex's brother's team, is a touchdown underdog. They got blown out by UCF the last time they played. Here's your distraction. Memphis. Go Tigers, go. Stripe up. What's the cheer?
Oh, you actually had it. Go Tigers,
go.
Go
Tigers, go, baby.
And stripe up,
cover
baby.
Cover it up.
You know that we also have some other breaking news from the coaching carousel?
This has to do with Arizona State. They're making it official, aren't they?
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game.
Herm Edwards expected to take the Arizona State job.
You play to win the game. Or not to lose, as Hawkeye fans have accused Kirk Ferentz of for a number of years. One other coaching carousel tidbit here. We do this sort of thing now. It's sort of evolved organically, but I read or describe something from Twitter, a tweet, and then Alex guesses who tweeted it out, although sometimes we follow the same people. So a report, an erroneous report, fake news, if you will, satire, that North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un has turned down the Tennessee job, complete with a photoshopped picture of him in a orange Tennessee windbreaker. Who tweeted that?
Tyler.
It's better than that.
Clay
Lane
Travis.
Lane Kiffin. Lane Kiffin, the former coach of the Tennessee Volunteers, who did not leave on the best of terms, continuing to troll the Tennessee fan base, this time with a picture of Kim Jong-un in a Tennessee jacket.
Man, that is a really good Photoshop job.
I don't know why
the biggest internet troll on
Twitter.
Yeah,
and I don't know why he's doing this. If you were an athletic director, I mean, he wants to presumably get back into a Power 5 conference. Would you want somebody that stupid and irresponsible and immature as the face of your football program? A guy who's going to just dive right down into the internet muck. And no comment about the climate that we live in and discourse on Twitter, but come on.
It's almost like he doesn't want to leave Florida Atlantic.
he's self-sabotaging.
He just wants to stay in Boca Raton the rest of his life. Make a little bit less than $1 million a year.
The lane train, right? That's his own term, the lane train.
Yes, and he apparently got into a little bit of a direct message spat with Eric Ainge, former Tennessee quarterback, earlier today as well.
6:31. Here's what we need to do. Callers number 1 and 2 to 319-366-1600. By the way, Mark in Cedar Rapids, the winner of the foreigner tickets tonight, so he is not eligible for the 6 o'clock showdown. 319-366-1600. We'll take callers number 1 and 2, 7 questions in 60 seconds tonight. And if you're a winner, you'll be off to see the Cedar Rapids Rough Riders. We'll have the details about that game for you momentarily. 6:32, when we come back, we'll meet our 6 o'clock showdown contestants. Back with more after this.
The Ford year-end sales event is here. Now with 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus $1,000 cash back across a full lineup of Ford vehicles. That's Ford, America's best-selling brand. Now with exclusive holiday offers. Get 0% APR financing for 72 months, plus 1,000 Ford credit cash across a full lineup of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs. Best-selling based on 2016 sales. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on cars and SUVs. 72 months at $1,389 per month for 1,000 finance regardless of down payment on F-150. Not available on Ford GT, Fiesta, Focus RS, Mustang GT 350, 350R, Raptor, or Super Duty. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by November 30th, 2017. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details.
Hello everyone, Domino's here. There's a sound you should get used to. That's right, we love our customers, and we're not above a little kissing up, and that's why we have a ridiculously good deal. We're giving you half off all pizzas when you order online. Go to Domino's.com, select the coupon, and get all pizzas for 50% off menu price. But hurry, it's only valid through December 7th. Oh, yes, we did.
Online only. Limited time offer. Prices, participation, delivery area, and charges may vary. Offer applies to the pizza portion of your order only.
And now, a page from the Diary of Flo.
Dear Diary, I got the brush off again. I don't get it. Is there something wrong with the way I wave? Elbow wrist, elbow wrist. Why won't that little basset hound acknowledge me? I'm friendly. I give everyone peace of mind when I protect their homes through Progressive. He should be jumping for joy when I walk by.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive.
Maybe it's me. No, it's him.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
It's coming!
Like all of history's great battles and that one episode of Seinfeld.
I'm out.
There can only be one winner.
I can't believe I'm losing to this guy.
Let's meet this week's showdown contestants.
Alrighty.
All right. Somebody's excited. It's either Ryan in Walford or Trent in Marion. Trent is going to be answering Alex's questions. Ryan is answering mine. Gentlemen, how you doing on this Wednesday night?
Very good.
All right. Assuming you guys know how the 6 o'clock showdown works, our tickets tonight for the Rough Riders, it's Saturday, December 2nd. They're taking on Sioux Falls. That's what's on the line. 7 questions, 60 seconds. And Ryan, if you don't mind, it's been tradition here. I defer to Alex, and he and Trent will make the choice as to whether they want to go first or last.
All right, Trent, we've gone first or last the last couple of weeks. Let's go first, if that's all right with you.
Whoa! Normally, it's the contestants.
Up.
You're directing the contestant. You're forcing him. Okay, no, that's fine.
All right, Trent, if you don't know the answer, just say pass. Your 60 seconds begins if you're ready.
Go ahead.
All right. Iowa plays 2 Big Ten games before facing Iowa State. One opponent is Penn State. Who is the other?
Illinois.
How many Major League Baseball teams are currently without a manager?
4.
What 2 SEC schools were number 5 and 6 in this week's college football playoff poll?
Auburn and Alabama.
Who are the New York Giants reportedly starting at quarterback this week over Eli Manning?
Geno Smith.
Who do the UNI Panthers face in the FCS playoffs this weekend?
Oh, I'm going to get in trouble for this one. Pass.
What NBA team is currently in the midst of a 9-game winning streak?
Cleveland Cavaliers.
An error on the school's website had the Iowa Hawkeyes playing in what bowl game this year?
Music City.
Trent, are you a UNI fan? Is that why you're going to get in trouble for not knowing the answer to that one?
No, but I should know, and I got plenty of friends who are. So
okay.
I'm gonna take a stab. Let's go with North Dakota State.
That was a good. It was a good guess. You got 3, which we'll see if Ryan and Walford can do better than that. Are you ready, Ryan? You got us, Ryan? Are we having our usual phone issues here? I bet we are. Ryan, if you're listening to us on the radio, Do we have Ryan? You got us?
Yep, I can hear you.
Okay. If you're ready, 60 seconds starts now. Mississippi State hired Joe Moorhead as its new football coach. Moorhead's been the offensive coordinator at what Big Ten school the last 2 years?
Penn State.
Which team was number one in this week's college football playoff rankings?
Clemson.
What Iowa player, the only Iowa player to earn first team All-Big Ten honors today on the offensive side of the ball was who?
Well.
Tennessee had reportedly turned its sights on this Big Ten coach to fill its head coaching vacancy.
Purdue's head coach. Oh, my gosh. Pass.
ESPN analyst Herm Edwards is now the new head coach at this school.
Arizona State.
There were five games inside the Big Ten ACC Challenge last night. How many did the ACC win?
Six.
Which team does you and I take on tonight in the MVC Mountain West Challenge? Hint, they were the 1990 national champions.
Ole Miss.
You got four, though that's a win for Ryan and Walford. It was a little closer than I would have thought. Trent, appreciate you playing with us tonight, and try again next week. Ryan, congratulations. You know the drill. We'll put you on hold, and Kyle's going to explain how you can pick up those Rough Riders tickets at the Will Call window Saturday night at the Cedar Rapids Ice Arena. Let's see, pick up Jeff Brom. He said the Purdue coach, I didn't want to give it to him. That was the rumor earlier today, and something went to you never get the full story here. Do you think Jeff Brom at some point in time was interested today and then backed out? Somewhere along the line, something happened. Or, as the other report is out there, Tennessee backed away from him, which I doubt the validity of that, especially given what their where their search is.
I bet he was interested and then backed out. That's usually how that works.
There were five games, so it would be impossible for the ACC to win six of them, but close. They won four of the five last night. Purdue over Louisville was the only win. And UNI is facing UNLV tonight, which is a game you can hear right here on KGYM beginning at 7 o'clock on our FM frequencies, 107.5 here in Cedar Rapids and 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City.
So Iowa plays two Big Ten games before facing Iowa State, one against Penn State, the other against Indiana. There's only one Major League Baseball team currently without a manager. That would be the New York Yankees. The SEC schools that were ranked number 5 and 6 in this week's college football playoff poll, Alabama and Georgia. Auburn was in the top four. The UNI Panthers play South Dakota State on Saturday, and he got all the rest of them.
The fact that you call Kiffin stupid really shows how dumb you are. 9136 on the text line. I said he was stupid for doing what he's doing. I don't think Lane Kiffin is a stupid individual. Did I say he was stupid?
No.
Or did I say what he was doing was stupid?
What he's doing is
because
stupid.
Because any future
to get
employer is going to look
another Power 5 job
at what he's doing and
happen.
Say, I don't want any part of that. Now, somebody else on the text line said they would like to see Lane Kiffin coaching the Hawkeyes just so we would have something to talk about every day on the program. Any coach with just a tiny modicum of color would be fascinating. I can't imagine what it's like at Washington State to cover Mike Leach on a daily basis, or Mike Gundy at Oklahoma State, or namely any other coach in the country.
P.J. Fleck.
P.J. Fleck at Minnesota. I mean, it would probably get old at some point, but at least you'd go in not knowing what to expect. You kind of know what to expect when you go to Kirk Ferentz's news conferences every Tuesday. 319-366-1600, that is the Hertine and Stocker text line. I don't think I called Lane Kiffin dumb or stupid. But if you want to, you know, if you want to say that I did, that's fine. He's the coach at Florida Atlantic, and he's trolling the fan base of a former school, which he left in the lurch, and they hate him, and he knows that, and he's having some fun at their expense. That's not the behavior of somebody that a Power 5 program is going to want to be its head coach.
No, and it's just kind of he looks to me like a little bit of a wannabe LeVar Ball. That's what it looks
there
like
right
now.
There can be only one. Much like
I
the
know,
Highlander, there can be only one.
There's only one LeVar Ball, and he's taking all these pages out of the playbook of LeVar Ball, trolling everybody. And in 2017, that seems to get you where you want to go. The question is, do athletic departments still feel the same way? And I don't know the answer to that question, but we already saw one hire get nixed based on Twitter trolls, so I'll put nothing past 2017.
319-366-1600. It's quite the Hertin and Stocker text line history there, looking back through the scrolls. Remember, when you text us, things do not just disappear into the ether. They stick around in the system unless we get rid of them. Herm Edwards, Arizona State. Is there any chance that this works? Any chance that this works? It's a name.
There's always a chance. There's always a chance. Like I told you last week, there's still a chance that the Cleveland Browns can make the playoffs. It's not a great chance. But something that Herm Edwards said earlier today was he's not scared of the recruiting aspect. And whenever you hire a guy from the NFL, that's the question. Will he be able to recruit? And I do agree with him to a certain extent because that is a very passionate guy. And he would be able to sell his program to recruits, potentially. But the question is, does he have the energy to do it? Because he's never done it. And anybody that's never done it and knows the 24-hour-a-day, 7-day-a-week process that recruiting is, it's not exactly the most fun thing to do. And it's not a lifestyle that a lot of people enjoy. So that's going to be the biggest question for me. I don't think there's any doubt that he can sell his program to potential recruits, but can he do it consistently? And how will he react to it the first time that he has to do it? He hasn't been in the college game since 1989, where he was a defensive backs coach at San Jose State.
I'm looking through Lane Kiffin's Twitter feed. You can follow him, by the way, Lane_Kiffin, and it is him. He's got the blue check mark. It's just troll upon troll upon troll. This guy is a head football coach and presumably doesn't want to spend the rest of his life in Boca Raton at Florida Atlantic. And if I were an athletic director, there's no way I would come anywhere near him. I may have said how stupid is Lane Kiffin, so I guess... Are we parsing words here? Did I call him stupid by saying that? I guess what I was trying to say was how stupid are his actions. But I guess I can see that now in hindsight. So I'm going to actually give the texter credit there who insulted me, which is not something that very many people would probably do. But in trying to insinuate that his actions were stupid, I suppose I opened the door to calling him stupid.
And then in turn, somebody called you stupid. That's a great comeback.
These are the times that we live in. It starts at the top and it trickles down. 6:45. Let's go to Andrew in Cedar Rapids. Andrew wants to talk about Arizona State and Herm Edwards. What's up, Andrew?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call again. I was kind of interested that Arizona State would be interested in Herm Edwards, but, you know, watching him through the years being on ESPN, one of the things, kind of like Alex said, he can bring to a program is he can bring discipline. He's a character guy, you know, with all these issues sometimes in the NFL. He was kind of the voice that ESPN leaned on for character reasons. But once again, the big issue that you guys have pointed out is recruiting. And I know there were some question marks about Jim Harbaugh when he took the Michigan job because he said when he was at the 49ers that he wasn't interested in recruiting, but obviously he's kind of turned the tide on that, been a pretty good recruit, so I'm just kind of interested more in your take on is the discipline part going to play out? Number two, how is he going to play with the big dogs in the South, such as the USCs of the world?
I don't know. You want to take a stab at that? I've got some interesting information about this hire, by the way, after we get done taking a stab at...
I I wonder whether he's going to be embrace it more like Jim Harbaugh or dread it the way that Lovie Smith has at Illinois. And Lovie Smith can say that he's building something at Illinois, and maybe he is, but that is not clearly not his favorite part of the job. I don't know. I think in the Pac-12, it's especially at Arizona State, it's a little bit difficult to win consistently. We've seen a lot of coaches go in there and have periods of 8, 9, 10 wins and then fall back to the middle of the pack. Dirk Cutter, Dennis Erickson, and now Todd Graham, who just a couple of years ago had that team at 10 wins looking like they could be a New Year's Six bowl team. So I really don't know how Herm Edwards is going to adjust to the college game, and also the fact that he'll be coaching football for the first time in a decade. That's another adjustment that you have to wonder about.
The athletic director at Arizona State is Ray Anderson. And in another lifetime, Ray Anderson was an NFL agent. His clients included Herm Edwards. So you have his former agent, who is the athletic director at Arizona State, hiring his former client for the job. And as Stuart Mandel tweeted out, what could go wrong in that scenario?
So basically, this is going to end one of two ways. It's either going to be successful or they're both going to be out of a job.
Which, I mean, you could say that for most athletic directors. Their job status is directly hired to high-profile football and basketball coaches. But
this is almost a Sean Eichhorst, Mike Riley type situation.
A Bill Moose, Mike Leach, although it's not going to happen, according to the reports out there. Scott Frost on Saturday after the AAC championship
yes.
game will be named the Nebraska head coach.
I'm okay if it's before, though.
As Ian Rappaport said, this one is going to be fascinating.
It is. I if you have a crystal ball and can predict this one, then we need to know the Powerball numbers and what's going to pop up tonight, because this is a coming completely out of left field. I don't think anybody at Arizona State expected Herm Edwards to be the next head coach. I didn't think that anybody even thought that Herm Edwards was going to get back into coaching. And when you saw his name pop up, well, really? Are you serious? And then it escalated quickly to the point where he's going to be taking the job and leaving ESPN.
A 91-36 is back on the text line. Without the insults, Kiffin may not want to leave FAU. He's got a cupcake job where he gets praised if he wins 7 games, and he's in Miami, Florida, not many other places better than that.
That's what I was saying. Maybe he doesn't genuinely want to leave Boca Raton.
I know very few minor league managers that don't want to leave Cedar Rapids for Minneapolis.
But maybe he realizes he's like a cat and he's on about live number 8. How many more chances does he get?
Look, if that's what it's about in life, and I guess there are people in all walks of life that they don't want to work as hard as maybe the other guy, and they just want to skate by.
And he seems like he could be one of those guys.
Yeah, his personality kind of shows a little bit of that. Yeah, why not? Hey, what they say, C's get degrees, right?
Yes.
Just stay at Florida Atlantic, win 7 games. The fan base is never going to completely. They have a fan base. It's probably a couple thousand people. It's never going to necessarily revolt against you because the expectations there aren't to win a national championship. You got it good. You're drawing. What's he get paid down there? Millions of dollars, right?
I would guess in the low 1 millions.
91-36.
That's more than a lot of people.
I'm not. Yeah, no kidding. And it's not technically Miami. It's Boca Raton.
I mean, still, there are worse places to live. I could very easily see.
Didn't Memphis play in the Boca Bowl?
They did. They played in the stadium. That's
Florida Atlantic Stadium.
Yes, that FAU plays at. And like I said, there are worse places to be.
Memphis, by the way, if you're just joining the program, we mentioned this earlier in hour number one. Alex's younger brother, Gabe, first team all AAC today, along with, what was it, five, six of his Memphis teammates?
Five.
All right, yeah.
So, yeah, congratulations to Gabe and Riley Ferguson, Trayvon Tate, Tony Pollard, and Anthony Miller, and Jannard Avery.
33, yeah, I wouldn't want to leave Jannard out. We're tight. We're close. 33-58 is Edwards taking the ASU job because he saw himself getting the axe in the next round of ESPN layoffs. They cut about 150 people today, but most of them were behind the scenes. I don't know. This is fascinating. We'll hear from Herm Edwards, I suppose, when he's officially introduced in Tempe as the head coach, and he's going to give his reasonings for taking it. Maybe he really likes Ray Anderson, his former agent. They've got a good relationship, and this was an opportunity to work with his friend. But it's a risk, and I can't wait to see how this is playing. Jared Ahrens, the former sports director at CBS2 here in Cedar Rapids, is an ASU alum. I'll be interested to get his reaction and see what he thinks of the Sun Devils. Forks up, hiring You Play to Win the Game.
They did hire You Play to Win. My question is, do you think that, and this kind of ties in, but do you think that Lovie Smith ever wins at Illinois?
Mm. No. No. That's a really tough job to win at. And I know what Illinois was doing there. Very similar to what Illinois was doing when it went out and hired Ron Zook. Hey, this guy's a huge name. He coached at Florida. People are going to want to come play for him. And Lovie Smith, not only was he a big name, and they thought people were going to want to come play for him, but they certainly also felt that perhaps there would be a little bit added lure with hiring an African-American head coach, which I think is tremendous. But so far, the results haven't been there, and you're only going to get so many years, and then Illinois is going to go in another direction, and probably, look, they've gone the Tim Beckman up-and-coming route, they've gone the former NFL coach, they've gone the former other Power 5 high-profile, everything they try there fails. Sooner or later, you look, as Colin Cowherd used to say, and you realize it's not a you problem, it's a me problem, and until they get better facilities, and until they win more games there, it's going to be a struggle in Champaign.
And I always hear people say, oh, well, they're a sleeping giant. When have they ever been awake?
They have been asleep so long that they are snoring loudly and the rest of the Big Ten can hear them. We need to step aside and take a quick timeout. When we come back, Kyle's going to have your final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the night, and then we'll tell you what you can expect to hear on Thursday's edition of the show. Back after this.
H-E-L-P. Help. It's not a four-letter word. It's something to be proud of. After all, everyone needs support now and then. That's why the Iowa Department of Public Health created YourLifeIowa.org, so you have access to information and treatment for alcohol, drug and gambling problems, suicidal thoughts, and more. From experts dedicated to the health of all Iowans. We're your everyday life support. Visit YourLifeIowa.org to learn more. Brought to you by the Iowa Department of Public Health.
Cedar Rapids Iowa City HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month, the one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, are you stealing from the vending machine?
No, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Well, your desk is littered with like hundreds of snacks.
I merely exposed a loophole by reaching my arm through the flap thingy. Does that sound like stealing to you?
Yes.
Granola bar?
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the national job boards. They may be free, but trust us, they'll cost you. We make it easy to post a job, and it's local, so you won't get spammed by faraway job seekers. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Six games on tap in the Big Ten ACC Challenge tonight. One tomorrow, Notre Dame at Michigan State, and the ACC has a commanding lead in the series, including a victory over Iowa last night by Virginia Tech. Here now to tell you all about it, just in case you haven't heard, our final Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the day. Here's Kyle.
The All-Big Ten offense was released today, and several Hawkeyes were recognized, beginning with offensive lineman Sean Welsh, who was selected to the first team by the media and second team by the coaches, while Akram Wadley and Noah Fant were both selected to the third team by both. James Daniels and Nate Stanley each received honorable mention. Iowa basketball got back to struggling last night in a loss to Virginia Tech. The game was tied at 38 at halftime, but the Hawkeyes shot a dismal 18% in the second half, requiring over 15 minutes to score just 10 points and allowing the Hokies to go on a 34-10 run in the meantime. Iowa lost 79-55 to make three losses in its last four games leading into Big Ten play beginning this weekend. The Iowa women, however, are a perfect 7-0 to begin their season and have their first big test tonight at home. That's against number 13 Florida State as part of the Big Ten ACC Challenge. Megan Gustafson has recorded a double-double in every game this season. We'll try to continue that tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. You can actually watch that game on the Big Ten Network. The UNI men are also going to have a big test tonight, hosting 6-0 UNLV. That game is set to start right at 7 o'clock, and we'll have it for you on 106.3 FM, the South Gym, as well as 107.5 FM, the North Gym. And this news just came across the wire while we were on the air today. Iowa City High grad, former Hawkeye, and now former Bronco, A.J. Derby, was claimed off of waivers this afternoon by the Miami Dolphins.
Rich Kotite, maybe Tennessee, if we're hiring former NFL coaches, maybe we can, Jerry Glanville, is he still available?
Rich Kotite, was that? No, okay.
He coached a certain team, yeah. JTS, Jets. Coming up on the Thursday edition of the program, we're going to talk a little Cyclone basketball and Matt Campbell with Alex Halstead of 24/7 Sports. And Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com is going to be along with us as well. We'll try to make sense of what's going on at Arizona State and Tennessee. UNI basketball on the way for our FM listeners. Talk to you tomorrow.